Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. And since last week we learned what insulin resistance was, this week Dr. Betty has promised to tell us how to prevent it and deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, so last week we talked a little bit about insulin resistance, what it is, and some of the risk factors. So a couple of things I wanted to point out. So we did talk about lack of sleep and lack of exercise and too much stress. Those can be triggers or certainly early triggers for insulin resistance. So obviously the things that we need to focus on is making sure that we get enough sleep, including exercise in our diet and trying to reduce stress as much as possible. But let's talk about a couple of other key things that people might not necessarily be aware of. So when we think about some of the foods that we're consuming, you know, some of my patients will come in and they're using what we call healthy drinks, things like kombucha, for example. But some of these healthy drinks and even some of these smoothies can actually be loaded with sugar. So, you know, we definitely want to be aware of the level of sugar that we're eating and drinking as well. So limiting things like alcohol, including beer and spirits and wine, and even pre-made cocktails sometimes have added sugar. And like I said, even some of the healthy drinks like smoothies and kombucha can actually be loaded with sugar. So we definitely want to reduce that. We want to hydrate well with water, at least 2 liters a day. And we can choose things like herbal or green tea, which has been linked to improved insulin sensitivity. Another thing to focus on is fiber. So there's a link between increased fiber intake and insulin sensitivity. So incorporating fiber-rich foods such as legumes, oatmeal, fruits, and vegetables are really important. But being aware that fruits also can contain a lot of sugar, so it's important not to eat too much fruit all at the same time. And certain types of fruit can be higher in sugar, and I usually go through some of those details with many of my patients. So we want to focus on reducing carbohydrate intake, for example, because carbohydrates really are the primary stimulus for rising insulin levels. And high-carb diets tend to lead to blood sugar spikes. So we want to really spread our carbohydrates intake throughout the day and eating smaller portions at regular intervals. Supplements, sometimes I add supplements to a patient's treatment plan, and there are certain supplements that can help improve insulin sensitivity, certain supplements, minerals, and even some botanical herbs have been shown to help with insulin sensitivity. And then kind of going back to the sugar issue, two major processed sugars that are high in fructose are corn syrup and sucrose. And these are actually different forms of sugars. They can be found in nutrient-dense foods like fruits and vegetables, but they're often added to things like processed foods, for example, beverages, cakes, and cookies. So be on the lookout for high fructose corn syrup and things like fructose and try to avoid those things as well. And one of the last things I focus on is cooking with herbs and spices. So things like cinnamon and ginger and garlic are some popular and flavorful ingredients that have been shown to actually help increase insulin sensitivity. So even in teas, you can add a cinnamon stick, for example. You can use ginger in cooking. So lots of different ways to help reduce some of the insulin sensitivity through dietary choices. So if people want to get some more information, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
For any health issue, if you want to get to the source of the problem and deal with it naturally, all you have to do is call Dr. Betty Rosendahl at Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, 905-707-2001. Ask for a complimentary consultation, ask your questions, get your answers, and deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.